FNC's Piro, this Biden Harris administration has blood on their hands. By Jeff Poor on August 3, 2024. Friday on Fox News Channel's Hannity Network, regular Jeanine Pirro agreed with host Sean Hannity's view that the Biden administration was to blame for the deaths of several Americans killed by illegal immigrants given that administration's immigration policy. According to Pirro, the so-called Biden-Harris administration had blood on its hands. "Judge, I say this all the time, this infuriates me," Hannity said. "They have blood on their hands. I'll tell you why. All of Rachel Morin, Jocelyn Nungere, Lachlan Riley, and I'm going to scroll the names of all the people that have been killed by illegal immigrants. And 11 million unvetted from over 180 countries. Syria, Iran, Egypt, Afghanistan, Russia, China, Venezuela. Okay, what do they expect? Well, look, what Kamala Harris is known for and should be known for when she runs for president, having today apparently gotten the official nod from the delegates, is the fact that she has destroyed the United States as a nation state," Pirro replied. "We no longer have a border. We are no longer a sovereign nation. Everyone is allowed to come here, and they are not only allowed to come here when they commit crimes, they're not being deported. They are being protected in sanctuary cities, which she is in favor of, and I agree with you, Sean, they have. This Biden-Harris administration has blood on their hands. They haven't vetted these people. They don't have the ability to vet them. I mean, what are you going to do?" she continued. "Call Uzbekistan and say, 'Hey, guys, do you have any rap sheets?' I mean, these people are incapable of being vetted. You cannot vet them. And so, we like, you know, as though we're just suckers, gullible, are ready to take them and make them part of the American family. And even when they commit crimes, we don't jail them, we don't deport them. It is a shame. Now, one guy in particular, an illegal, wanted to practice law in the United States. Well, one person took his side, and that was Kamala Harris. When the Obama administration was against it, Obama administration said if they fought against it, they said specifically, illegal aliens should not be allowed to practice law in this country. They shouldn't be able to get any kind of professional license or commercial license." She goes in and assigns an assistant attorney general from her office to allow this illegal, who crossed into this country illegally, to become an attorney, Pirro added. "She fought for it, and went to the courts, gave him a lawyer just like that lawyer that we saw, or the defendant we just saw, Jose Ibarra, who was charged with the murder of Lachlan Riley. We give him lawyers. We give him translators, and we put them on an equal footing with American citizens. And we have to recognize the danger that American citizens are in as a result of this nonsense. And just go ahead. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.